July 4th fault lines, riots, a nationalist march, and a paralyzed Congress. Newport Beach, one of the wealthiest coastal communities in the United States, saw crowds riot on Saturday night despite what authorities described as months of enhanced safety preparations. More than 100 people arrested, fireworks used as weapons against police officers, grocery stores looted. The disconnect between resources deployed and outcomes suggests the social dynamics driving such incidents are not primarily resource problems. Separately, a Delta Airlines aircraft on final approach to Chicago Midway was struck by a firework, a development alarming less for the immediate harm caused than for what it represents. The normalization of behavior that, a decade ago, would have been considered genuinely shocking near a major commercial airport. The most politically charged moment of the holiday came when the white nationalist group Patriot Front marched through Washington on America's 250th birthday, a staging designed to maximize symbolic impact. Interior Secretary Burgum declined to condemn the group, characterizing the march as messy democracy, and declining to recommend that President Trump do so either, a response that drew immediate criticism. The distinction between protected free speech and the symbolic endorsement implied by a cabinet secretary's benign framing of a white supremacist demonstration became a focal point for a broader debate about where the current administration draws lines. The White House's July 4th report, branding Smithsonian leaders radical activists, extended the same pattern, systematically contesting the curatorial frameworks of institutions, including the National Museum of African American History and Culture and the National Museum of the American Indian. The administration has been repositioning the terms under which America narrates its own history, and the language deployed against museum curators is the political instrument for that repositioning. On Capitol Hill, Speaker Johnson is attempting to characterize Representative Ana Paulina Luna's floor blockade over the Save America Act as a minor rift, even calling Luna a team player while she is literally blocking legislative business. The practical consequence is that budget decisions affecting clean energy policy, defense spending, and a range of other priorities remain stalled. President Trump amplified a Dallas Federal Reserve working paper linking unauthorized immigration to roughly 30% of home price growth and 20% of rent increases between 2021 and 2024. Research that remains contested among economists as a data-driven framing for immigration restriction, a move critics described as institutional laundering of identity politics.